Our text is from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 8. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is it any surprise that we have a God who cares about business ethics? Is it any wonder that we actually have a God who is seriously concerned about fair and honest trade and a just system of weights and measures? Our God is a just God. Even when it comes to mundane things such as what is in the bread that we eat. But there's more to it than this in our text. We have a God who cares about the objects of justice or injustice, the poor, the needy, the oppressed. God is concerned about justice, his justice. And it's a major theme in the book of Amos. We hear God's judgments pronounced throughout the entire book. This is God's justice. He will punish the nations for their wickedness. Syria, Philistia, Tyre, Edom, Ammon, Moab. This is God's justice. He punishes Judah. He punishes Israel. God punishes his own people for their sins, for their repeated violations against his holy law. They have not turned from their evil ways. They have not returned to the Lord when he called them back to himself. Seek the Lord and live. And they did not. And so the fate of the nations will be the fate of Zion. All of them will get what's coming to them. The time is up. The end is now. The Lord will let his justice roll down like waters, his righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. But the Lord God is not done yet. In our text from Amos chapter 8, he singles out the corrupt merchants, the businessmen who lie and cheat and steal in the marketplace. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end. And then he goes on and exposes what they've been doing. Listen to this. It's a problem. First, the merchants are greedy. They pay lip service to all the religious observations like the Sabbath, but they are anxious for them to be over so that they can get on with their covetous scheming. Second, they cheat in buying and in selling. They sell too little for too much, they buy too much for too little, and then they use rigged scales. Their scales always balance out in their favor because they are engineered that way. Third, the stuff that they sell is thinned out with garbage. Chaff and scrap and sweepings from the ground are mixed in with the wheat. And finally, they sell the poor into slavery when they can't pay up. In short, the merchants treat people like trash. The result is that the poor and needy have no one on their side. No one except the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God declares, he swears by the pride of Jacob, I will not forget forever any of their deeds. For everlasting, I will not forget anything that they have done. This is his final judgment. This is his justice. Now, the Lord God not forgetting forever is a hard word for us to hear. His everlasting never-forgettingness of wicked deeds is truly terrifying to contemplate. But the problem here is not simply a few dodgy business practices. The problem is covetousness on the part of the merchants, the grain sellers. The problem certainly is a lack of love for others. In fact, it is hatred. Hatred of the needy, the poor. All this is exhibited by these dishonest schemes and tricks and deceits. The needy, they need all the help that they can get. In fact, they are helpless to help themselves. The Lord has a problem with all of this, because long ago, he made very clear his will regarding treatment of the poor and needy. In his law given to the people of Israel through Moses, God established protections for the poor, Deuteronomy 15. He set down regulations against unjust business practices, Leviticus 19, Deuteronomy 25. It all comes down to this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord, says the Lord. Now, it makes no difference whether or not the deceitful businessmen in our text are Israelites, which they are. They've been trampling on their fellow human beings. But more than that, they have been messing up the sons and daughters of Israel. They cheat them. They steal from them. They have no pity on them. They have been selling into slavery those people chosen by God himself to be his own people. And it makes no difference even if these needy people are a bunch of poor slobs, pathetic wretches. Don't mess with God's people. Do not treat them this way. Do not do injustice to them. They belong to God. He is the one who brought them out of slavery in Egypt, and now you are selling them back into servitude. They were needy and poor and helpless, and God rescued them from all that, and now you are making slaves of them again. God has established a relationship with these people. He has made promises to them. He is the one who determines how things will be for them. He has pity on the least of things. And if you do not love them, then you do not love him. If you hate them, then you hate him. And that is a problem. That's the way this works. All of this God sees and does not forget. In the end, it's not simply about the law itself. It's not merely about the regulations. This is about the relationship between God and us. Either you know who God is and you live your life obeying him because you are loving him, or you will not have him. You will not listen to him, and you live your life obeying yourself only because you are loving yourself only. It is about the relationship. If we have a problem with loving our neighbors as ourselves, then we have a problem with God. God has a problem with sin, and a God problem requires a God solution. And God solves his problem with sin in two ways: with his law, the word threatening, and punishing, killing, destroying. And he solves his problem with sin with his gospel, the word showing mercy, forgiving, giving life, saving. God never forgets and he condemns. God always remembers and he saves. This is his justice according to his good and gracious will. The word the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. What are the deeds? And against whom have they been committed? The trampled needy, the poor of the land, those seeking to feed themselves and live but are cheated out, those sold into slavery, those treated like trash, those oppressed, the unloved, the hated, those unable to save themselves. These God remembers. These God loves. And on these, on each of us, he is merciful. Be certain of it, for the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob. Amen.